to the transit center?
Yeah, he's kind of looking a little bit off balance. He's waiting for a 78.
All right, and you offered medical and he declined?
I did and he did.
All right, what's his description? Can you give me his description and I'll call the next 78?
Yeah, he's probably about right around 6 foot, 250, maybe 300 pounds, brownish gray shirt, black pants, dark hair with a gray beard, and his hair's got gray through it.
All right, and I'm assuming a white male?
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, it's a white male.
All right, I will call the next, and you said he wants a 78, right? I see 76-69 coming in. I'm not sure if that's a 78 or a 76.
Well, what he said was Beaverton Transit, so I'm assuming either one will work.
All right, well, that one's going to Meridian, so I will call the next 76-78 and give him a heads up.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you getting back to me so fast. I'll get out of here and get back on schedule.
Yeah, you did all you could. I mean, really, we can't force him to take medical. You offered him medical. You checked on him. That's the right thing to do. And so the next step that we can do is just have the next operator keep an eye on him, and we can go from there. We can't force medical.
Yeah, I know. And that's all I was trying to do is make sure that he's safe.
Well, good call. Good job out there. And if anything comes of it, I will keep you informed if I have a chance to let you know what happened.
That would be nice. I appreciate everything you guys do for us.
Hey, you guys do a hard job. I just get to sit in here and tell everybody what to do, so you guys have a hard job. Be safe out there and enjoy the sunshine at 1355.